So what is The Hub? It's a place for victims of domestic abuse to go for help and support. Councillor Mary Butcher from Corby Borough Council helped set it up.
We've been working on this for 4 years now. It was a project that came forward for me from working with a case with a lady in Corby that had had very traumatic time from being a young child up to an adult with sexual and domestic abuse. On working with the lady, we discovered for her to get any help in counselling, she had to go to Northampton, which obviously 25 miles from here is quite a trip for anybody that's in that form and stage of their life. So I took her a few times. She disappeared off the scene and never got the counselling help that she needed. I went to the organisations, Women's Aid, Sunflower Centre, several others, and said, how could we get something in Corby? Is there any chance we could get people to work under one roof and bring the services together?
The Hub is run by three organisations which have pooled their resources. Here's Anne Bosworth from Northampton Women's Aid, Stephanie Challiser from the Sunflower Centre, and Joe Baker from Wellingborough and East Northants Women's Aid.
It's a collective, a collection indeed, of agencies that work together to help victims and their children of domestic abuse.
We offer emotional support, safety planning and advice, so we can give advice about legal remedies such as injunctions. We support victims through the criminal justice process as well if they've reported to the police. And we can offer support to find refuge and group work.
We're here from 10 till 4 every day, Monday to Friday, except Wednesday.
The hope of the Hub anyway is to provide a seamless service to victims. So no matter what level of risk they are, they will get support in one place.
The local MP, Andy Sawford, was at the launch. He told me that he hopes funding for services such as this continues.
There's been lots of change in the last few years in health services and police services and big cuts to council budgets. And so the funding that has previously been there for organisations like Women's Aid is now in doubt. I hope that they do carry on supporting this because we know that the cost to society, for example, of children who grow up in homes where there's domestic violence are far, far higher to all of us and, of course, take an incredible toll on young children than if we actually provide the support that organisations like The Hub can provide.
Four students from Corby Business Academy were invited to read a poem about domestic violence. They'd been brought along by Alex Franklin, who's a police community support officer.
There's a number of pupils in the school that have suffered at the hands of violent parents and partners. What they don't realise, some of them, is just what they're suffering from. They don't realise that is domestic violence. So by trying to bring it to their attention, just the different forms of it, we can now work with them to try and alleviate the problem as such.
In a moment, we'll hear the children read that poem. But first, I asked Shannon, Eloise, Amy and Heather, who are aged 15 and 16, what their reaction was to the poem when they first heard it.
Wow. Yeah. That was like literally it.
It gets like portrayed in like the soap operas and stuff, but you don't actually like to read it in a poem. It's actually more heartbreaking than it is to see it, because you know that's pretend, but this like seems more real. This seems like more emotional than seeing some actor go through it. This is like a voice of someone. It could be anyone.
The last verse was just like really hard hitting, and that's kind of where you're like, wow, okay, wow.
I got flowers today. It wasn't my birthday or any other special day. We had our first argument last night, and he said a lot of cruel things that really hurt me. I know he is sorry and didn't mean the things he said because he said sent me flowers today.
I got flowers today. It wasn't our anniversary or any other special day. Last night he threw me at a wall and started to choke me. It seemed like a nightmare. I couldn't believe it was real. I woke up this morning sore and bruised all over. I know he must be sorry because he sent me flowers today.
I got flowers today, and it wasn't Mother's Day or any other special day. Last night, he beat me up again, and it was much worse than all the other times. If I leave him, what will I do? How will I take care of my kids? And what about money? I'm afraid of him and scared to leave, but I know he must be sorry, because he sent me flowers today.
I got flowers today. Today was a very special day. It was the day of my funeral. Last night, he finally killed me. He beat me to death. If only I had gathered enough courage and strength to leave him, I would not have gotten flowers today.